EXO Takeover.
Welcome back, guys, to a brand new episode of EXO Takeover. And today I'm joined with Lance. Welcome to the show. How are you feeling?
Thank you. I feel good. Thank you for having me on here.
It's great to have you a part of it. For those who may not know you, would you like to introduce yourself?
My name is Lance. I've been in EXO since 2015. And I'm a little nervous because I've never done this before.
It's fine. Yeah, I am. Yeah, quite a few of the people we've had on have never done something like this before, so it's always good to, like, you know, give it like this new experience and such. I'm sure we'll get great. Don't worry if you can't think of what to say for any of the answers, but we've got plenty of questions to ask you. And then in typical fashion, we've got the top five EXO songs, and we've also got the new segment as well. But I'll kick it off with a basic question. What's your favourite album by The Weeknd and why?
I would definitely say After Hours, because that helped me with a dark point in my life where I had no one really to talk to. And all I had was that album. So I would say After Hours for sure.
Is there a particular track on the album that stands out the most?
Escape from LA, for sure. And Fave, and definitely the album track, After Hours.
If you could only choose one, though, out of those three,
definitely Escape from LA.
I like that answer. It's a shame that he doesn't have that on his set list for the tour.
I know.
We were lucky enough to hear it for Coachella a few years back from Metro Boomin. But that, especially like the second part of that song,
It's just so good.
It just hits so different. If we were talking about an album by The Weeknd to follow After Hours, if that's your number one spot, which album would follow on from that?
My Dear Melancholy. Even though it's not technically an album, but I would say My Dear Melancholy.
Any reason in particular?
Calling My Name. Even though it's a hit song, but it still hits so good.
Do you feel like, okay, then which would you pick out of Escape from LA and Call Out My Name?
I would say Escape. No, I would say Call Out My Name, because that helped me get through my heartbreak.
I know the feeling all too well. So, you know, Hurry Up Tomorrow has been out for a while now. We've also had the film come out. So many incredible things for EXO this year. I want to talk about Hurry Up Tomorrow for a bit and just get your thoughts on the album as a whole, as a start. What did you think of Hurry Up Tomorrow?
I love the album. It's such a good album. A lot of songs on there that we usually don't get. I don't know what else to say.
Any standout tracks? Any standout features?
Standout tracks, Baptized in Fear, Niagara Falls, Drive. I love Drive, especially in the movie. How it was done.
And what was your favorite feature? You know, we had Travis Scott, Anita, Playboi Carti, just to name a few.
I think Future. I enjoyed the show, and Lana Del Rey and The Abyss.
And Lana, of course, we can't have an album without Lana Del Rey. Well,
exactly,
we can, but I feel like everyone has said with this album that she's definitely the standout feature. In terms of the music videos, any favorites in particular? Any that really stand out to you?
I would say Open Hearts, especially the ending.
Which version are we talking about, though?
That's true. I guess the one for the Apple Vision Pro one.
Okay, yeah. With the ambulance.
Yeah.
Did you have a chance to view that on an Apple Vision Pro?
I know. I wish I did.
It was insane. Honestly, I was fortunate enough. It's mental, but it's, you know, am I going to pay that much money for an Apple Vision Pro?
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I don't think so. So with EXO, how long have you been a part of EXO, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, man. Since 2015. My sister's the reason I'm still weekend, actually. She started playing Earned It, and then I started liking the song, and then I see you. I'm tatted.
So, who would you say is the bigger EXO fan than yourself or your sister?
I would say me now. For sure, me now.
Does your sister still listen?
Yeah, she does. We went to a concert like a couple of years back in Miami.
Was that for the After Hours tour?
Yeah, it was the After Hours Showdown tour.
What was your thoughts on your experience there?
That was so fun. I wish I can go back and do it again.
Have you not had a chance to see him again
I
for this
did
tour?
it back in June at SoFi.
But that must have been incredible then. Like, I've
Yeah.
heard that's like the place to go and see him live.
I went the first night too, where Travis Scott made an appearance, a surprise appearance.
I think, hasn't he been the only time they've had a special guest out?
I believe so. Other than Playboi Carti, yeah.
Do you reckon we'll get another?
I don't think so. I think so.
If you could pick who the surprise guest was, who would you want it to be?
If I could pick either Future or Lana Del Rey.
I feel like Future definitely, especially with Playboi Carti.
Yeah.
Future, The Weeknd, Playboi Carti, all on the stage together. I feel like that would be insane amount of energy, to be fair. I want to talk about the film for a bit now.
Okay.
Have you had a chance to see the film?
Yeah, I saw it opening night when it first came out.
And what are your thoughts on the film? You know, there's been a lot of critiques about it
Yeah.
and a lot of people voicing their opinions. What's your opinion on the film?
Honestly, I liked it. I get why people wouldn't like it because I guess the plot isn't all really there. But I enjoyed it. Like, I thought it was good. I liked the dynamic between, what's her name in the movie? Anima? Yeah, Anima and The Weeknd. I liked the dynamic. I also liked the dynamic with his manager. I thought it was good. You know, but I do understand why people wouldn't like it.
Do you feel like it could grow on those that are hating on it at the minute? Or do you feel
Yeah.
like you just have to be a fan to understand it?
I do think you have to be a fan to understand it. But I think once you become a fan and then you watch the movie, you're gonna see the, I guess, you're gonna see the point why we like it. I don't know how else to word it together.
That is fine. Do you reckon there's a chance this film could bring new fans in?
Yeah, I believe so.
I just want to quickly point. Would you say the film was better than The Idol?
Yes, I think so. But I do really love the soundtrack to The Idol.
To be fair, the soundtrack for The Idol was incredible.
Yeah.
In there, being a fan at that time as well, kind of like how it is now with the tour
Yeah.
film, insane. Where do you think Abel goes from here for acting? Do you think he'll continue it?
I think so. I definitely believe so. Maybe not like a big role like Hurry Up Tomorrow, but I think he'll continue acting like smaller roles.
Do you reckon it'll be anytime soon we see him on the screen, big screen again?
Yeah, I believe so.
I do hope so. I know that he's had a lot of hate for The Idol and Hurry Up Tomorrow, but you know, it's still early days.
Yeah,
There's time for him
we all
to.
gotta start somewhere.
Exactly. I reckon he can still turn it around and you know, who knows, maybe years down the line, people will be like, The Weeknd is an amazing actor.
Yeah, exactly.
But let's stay with back to The Weeknd's discography. I want to go through, you know, the emotions in the songs and in the albums. If you had to pick for each emotion, so happy, sad, tired, which song would you associate with those emotions by The Weeknd?
Which songs that I wrote,
Yeah, so which song would you go to if you're in a happy mood? Which song would you go to in a sad mood? And which song would you go to in a tired mood?
Happy mood, Starboy, for sure. Sad mood, either Hurt You or Privilege, one of the two. Tired, I'm not sure about tired.
There's one I've got in my mind. I don't know if you'll say the same though, but I'll
Okay.
wait until you've
Okay.
picked it up.
Tired. I would say Faith for tired.
I was gonna go with Final Lullaby
Yeah, yeah.
off the deluxe. I feel like that's definitely a song to listen to for feeling sleepy. With EXO, is it just The Weeknd that you're a fan of, or are you also a fan of Nav and Belle?
I like Nav. I like Nav.
Yeah. What did you think of his new album? He's dropped On My Way to Rexdale.
That one was all right, in my opinion. I like a couple songs. I don't want to play with Cardi.
How do you think it compares to his previous works?
It's okay. I prefer his other one, Bad Intentions, or no, I think it's called Bad Intentions or Good Intentions. The one he released in 2020. Yeah.
Do you reckon he's. I'm gonna word this a bit difficult just so I don't get hate, but do you reckon he's got chance to redeem himself? Because I know that he has been on a bit of a bad streak lately.
Yeah, I think so.
How do you think he'll have to go about redeeming it?
Maybe go back to like his old roots, in a sense. Yeah.
So, are we talking like OG Nav mixtape era or Good Intentions era?
I would say Good Intentions. That one was solid.
I don't know about the deluxe. 32
Yeah.
tracks was a.
Yeah.
That
I'm
was a
saying like
lot.
the bass album was good.
Yeah. But if you could. If you. Nav and The Weeknd. Do you reckon they might collaborate again?
I
You
hope
know,
so.
we had him on My Way to Rexdale as like a hidden feature. Do you reckon we'll get some
Yeah.
more in the future?
Yeah, I hope so. They always make good songs together.
That is very true. I think my favorite collab of those is definitely Price on My Head.
Me too. I love that song.
That is a it just brings back memories from when it came out. It's crazy. But you know, speaking of memories, it's like when you listen to a particular album by The Weeknd, when listening to it, does it take you back to a specific memory? And if so, what memory, if you don't mind me asking?
Hours. This is back when COVID first happened, when the whole world was changing, and then that really took like a mental toll on my head.
Do you think that album helped you through that time?
Yeah, it for sure did. I'm so glad you didn't delay the album.
He did cancel the tour though, which is a bit.
Which is understandable, but I mean, what can you do, you know?
How do you reckon that tour would have planned out? What tracks would you imagine being on that set list for the After Hours tour?
Stars would have been on there for sure. Blinding Lights, all the hit songs would be on there for sure. But I would hope Alone Again would be there, like how it was in the other tour. Too Late, Escape from LA, and In Your Eyes. I still wonder what the Don Toliver guest appearance would have been like too.
That would have been crazy.
Yeah.
Do you reckon we'll ever get a collaboration between them?
Hope so. I really hope so.
Because we get a lot of The Weeknd and Travis Scott. And correct me if I'm wrong, Don Toliver's a part of Travis Scott's label.
I believe so.
Yes, and then I feel like we should get an EXO Track Boys album. I think that would be dope. I'm gonna kick it off with one final question before we get into the next segment. And we spoke about the tour. How do you think The Weeknd, what do you think makes his performances unique?
The set, his dancers, I guess just the overall vibe he has with the fans.
Do you think a set list makes or breaks a tour?
His set list, or do I think a set list?
His set list or a set list?
Okay. I think a set list makes or breaks the tour, for sure.
So say he had 10-10 production, 10-10 stage design and choreography, it's still down to the set list whether it makes or breaks it.
Yeah. Because what if you play songs that we like, but not the majority of the fans like? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I see where you're coming from. Yeah. So if he did a tour of just his underground tracks, do you think that would not be as successful?
As much as I hate to say it, yeah. I hate to say it, but yeah. I would love that for it to happen, but it's just. It just wouldn't really do well.
I mean, I for one would definitely be there.
Yeah.
Especially if he's doing Kissland tracks, I would
No
definitely be there.
facts. Especially if Tears of the Rain was playing.
Yeah, and I need to hear Adaptation live. That
Belong to the
song
World,
just,
too.
yes, Belong to the World, Prayer. I'm making myself depressed now. But in terms of questions, that is it. I'm now going to take us to the new segment we've got for season three, which is definitely not a rip-off of Family Feud. So I'm going to ask you six questions, and you just give me the first answer that comes to mind. I'll then
Okay.
jot up your points that you gained from your answers, and then we'll see how you've done against other guests on this season. And of course, the winner will receive a custom EXO Takeover Season 3 trophy that I don't have at the minute, so just imagine it's here. But yes, so just first answer that comes to mind. So if it's the most common answer is 10 points, second is 5 points, third is 2, fourth is 1, third is 3, fourth is 2, and then anything else is 1 point. So the first question is, name the best song by The Weeknd.
That
There's
is
no right or
broad.
wrong answers, but
This is pure business based opinions. I just hold this up. Ooh,
just
that's
first answer that
hard.
comes to mind.
Okay. Hard. Okay. It's also hard because it changes like every time too.
I've got all the answers in front of me, so it's all been done prior. It is all the answers were given by the people watching, and the people that are following EXO Takeover on Instagram. There is no right or wrong answer, but there is also a right answer. But glad best just name what you think The Weeknd's best song is.
I would say three right now is Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls. Name the best feature by The Weeknd, a song that he's featured on.
Song that he's featured on. I'm gonna say Better Believe with Belly and Young Thug.
Name a song by The Weeknd that begins with the letter W.
Wanderlust.
Okay. Name the best project album by The Weeknd.
After Hours.
Okay. Name an underrated song by The Weeknd.
Till dawn, here comes the sun.
Okay, and last one. Name the worst song by The Weeknd.
I've been to Las Vegas.
That's not one I would imagine. Okay, so you have got a total of, let me check, a total of 17 points.
70,
17.
17.
So out of 60, that is not bad. Considering that it is quite a difficult segment.
Yeah.
Reckon you'll be up there on the leaderboard.
Probably not, but I guess we'll find out.
I mean, you never know.
Yeah,
Someone
that's true.
could get 6 points and absolutely bomb it. But there'll be a scoreboard for the people watching here that'll get edited in, and we'll just have to see how we get on throughout the season. But now it's time for the final segment in traditional EXO style. EXO Takeover style, I'm going to ask you for your top five EXO songs and why. I think you've muted yourself.
Can you hear me now? Okay, there we go. I don't know what that was. That was weird. I'm sorry about
No worries. But yeah, just let us know your top five EXO songs and why.
that.
Doesn't have to be in a particular order. The top five.
Okay. Escape from LA, Untethered Fear, Niagara Falls, Drive, and Cry for Me.
Any particular reason for those songs?
Not really. Other than they just resonate with me so well. They just hit so good.
Fair enough. I like it. Short and sweet. Yeah, but Lance, it's been so great to have you on the show. Any
Thank
final
you.
words from people watching, people listening?
Please bear with me. I'm just shy. I've just never done this before. Again, thank you for having me on here.
It's been great to have you on, and it's great to have you part of season three. That's it for this week's episode. We'll be back next Sunday with brand new special guests talking more things. Excellent.